Life stirs within. As it grows, a soft veil falls within me, and murmurs of a child born, yet never created, sing a song so quiet. It sings of time long past when it lived and breathed. It calls for its mother and fills me with distant thoughts, all without form. I turn and it turns, with me calling for its time, calling for father, calling for its life. I cannot bring this, nor give this, yet it calls, so softly, turning within me with such grace, such quietude. I feel the movements, I hear the call, and am lost. In the silence, I hear a child cry, and I know its name. It looks around and cries again, lost in its own silence, in its own void. I want to call out to it, call it by name, but no, I can't. The child cries, and in its cry I hear the pain of aloneness. I feel the pang which draws me closer but no nearer, and I listen as the child cries out. It is close now, and she turns round with tear-stained face and dark, wide eyes. She has cried a lot in that void. She has been alone so long. Her hair falls around her shoulders and she covers her tears. She quickly pushes back the hair, hiding it from view, and sniffs and sniffles the tears to look at me with such pain in her face. She wants to be held, to be told it doesn't matter anymore. She wants to be safe, but it cannot give her this. And standing still, looking, feeling nothing. I, she, transfixed, standing in front of me, looking, searching for the recognition she seeks. I look at her, knowing, standing still and calm, watching her face as it shows all the emotions held so firmly within. She wipes her face with her hands and her lips smile. She is trying to talk but doesn't know what words to use. She rubs her hands together in the torture only children have, and I watch in passive silence. She wants so much to be touched and awkwardly takes a few steps towards me, wringing her hands in expectation of rejection, a state she knows too well. Her head drops, her courage spent, and the hair tumbles forward, covering her pain, covering her grief, covering her loneliness. She knows she is alone, but closer to someone, and she's not been rejected yet. She stands in front of me, silent and static. I stand before her, silent and static. We take a degree of comfort from each other's presence. The void is lessened, and in that untouching silence we stand, her looking down and me straight ahead. To find it within me to hold that child, to love her again, to wipe away the tears and give her the smile which should shine from her whole face. But I cannot. And so I stand, quietly, looking straight ahead into nothingness, aware of her presence and comforted by it. Together we stand, united, yet apart.